Chinese team because the South Korean team was sure it would lose, and the second Chinese team didn't want to play against a team from the same country yet, because that would mean that only one Chinese team was left to try to win a medal. So both teams tried to lose against each other instead.
How did they do that?
Well, both the South Koreans and the second Chinese team started missing shots. When they served, they either hit the shuttlecock into the net, or they hit it so hard that it went outside the lines on the court. In the end, they looked like amateurs, when in fact, they were some of the best players in the world.
So who lost the match?
The second Chinese team. South Korea beat them in both sets.
What about the other two teams?
Well, they tried to do exactly the same thing in the next match.
Which teams were these again?
Indonesia and another South Korean pair.
So in both matches, the teams tried to lose instead of trying to win so they'd have a better chance of winning a medal. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And it was really obvious, too. All the spectators started booing. It was so bad. After the second match, there was an investigation and all eight players were disqualified.
And what about the competition? Did it stop there?
No, it continued without the disqualified players.
And who won the gold medal in the end?
The first Chinese team. They beat the Japanese team in both sets. Actually, it was a very good match.
Tom, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
File 5A, Listening.
Welcome back to the show. We've been talking about famous sports cheaters on today's program. And now we're going to hear about another scandal. The sport was badminton, and the venue was the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Tom is here to tell us about it. Hi, Tom.
Hello, everybody.
So, who was involved in the scandal, Tom?
Well, the scandal involved four of the teams in the women's doubles competition. In total, eight players were disqualified for cheating. Two pairs from South Korea, a pair from China, and a pair from Indonesia.
And what exactly happened?
Well, basically, the teams played badly on purpose to make sure they lost their matches.
Why would they do that?
Well, to explain that, I'll very quickly tell you about how the competition works. The matches are divided into different stages. Teams play against other teams in their group in the first stage, and if they win, they play in the next stage. So sometimes a team might get a good opponent very early in the competition, which means it might not get through to the next stage.
Got it. So when did the cheating happen?
Well, the problem started on the last day of the first stage. In the morning, the first Chinese team won its match, finishing second in its group. The second Chinese team was going to play against a South Korean team that evening, and whichever team won that match would most likely play against the first Chinese team in the next stage.
Why was this a problem?
Neither team wanted to play against the first